Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What is your odd and strange glitch in the Matrix experience? Like and subscribe or I'll haunt you tonight. On December 28th of 2019, I was moving into a new house with my now husband. We put our two pet turtles in the sink so we could set up their tank and whatnot. By the time we were done, one of the turtles had disappeared. And I mean, we looked all over the counter, we literally crawled on our hands and knees all over the house looking for this guy. My husband was convinced one of our dogs ate him, but I didn't believe it. Eventually we accepted this turtle was gone. Sometimes we left our back door open so the dogs could go in and out as they pleased. We were hoping if anything he had escaped that way because, honestly, I didn't want to think of the possibility of our bigger dog enjoying him as a snack. On January 23, 2020, around 7 p.m, we had just gotten home from the 7 to 11 with a friend. Keep in mind we hadn't mentioned the missing turtle to him at all. So as our friend walked into the kitchen, he said, "Man, this is messed up." Confused, we immediately went in there to see what he was talking about. And on the edge of the sink was a turtle, upside down on the kitchen counter with its head hanging off the edge. Alive. The turtle was alive and its shell was moist. I swear to God. We have no clue where it came from. We put him in the tank with the other turtle and they seemed to get along fine. We actually still have both of them. So, yes, we searched all over the kitchen counter the day it went missing. It was a small kitchen, so there is no way we missed him, and he lived up there for a little over 3 weeks. He wasn't in a cabinet, the cabinet didn't have doors, and he wasn't in the drain of the sink either. We had plugged it before we put the turtles in there originally. Where did this turtle go? A freaking wormhole? I got a small tree frog from my place of work. I work in a group home, and there are frogs at night, actually a toad, that come out during the summer. My then 10-year-old daughter wanted one at PetSmart, and I jokingly said, "Why? I can get that for free at my job." So I brought with me a small betta tank and kept it in my car. Sure enough, the next night there was one. I grabbed it and put it in the tank and took it home for her. I would manually feed it ants and cockroaches outside that I found in the yard. Ew, I know. But if you know anything about these tree frogs or toads, they are tiny. So I would change the tank and clean it out for about 2 weeks. Well, one day, I went to clean the tank out, and the frog was gone. Again, it's too small to have kicked the top lid off, so that was impossible. It's the snap-on lid for tanks that carry newts, etc., less than a gallon. The only thing I could think of was my daughter, who, if she tried to feed it, the frog would have jumped out. She fed him a few times, so I know that wasn't the case. I know he couldn't have jumped up with enough force to open the lid up, and the tank was still upright. He would have had to knock the tank over, and if that was so, again, the frog is about 2 inches in total length, I would have noticed that, and my daughter would have told me that. I know that's impossible, I'm just telling you guys everything that ran through my head. I asked my daughter and yelled at her to tell me the truth, and to this day she maintains her story. Nothing. Disappeared. I said, "Oh well, he's dead now." About 2 weeks later, as I was cleaning the living room, I looked, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw this thing jumping around by my front door. It was the frog. Needless to say, we never touched the tank and left it the way it was in case we missed something. The only thing in the tank was a small branch for him to stay on. How that frog got out is beyond my comprehension. I checked and checked the tank thoroughly, and it was slick the whole time. He would have had to teleport himself through it. So that's my story, and it's still a mystery to this day. So, this reminds me of something absolutely bizarre that happened to me a few days ago. We were on holiday, you know, finally getting some beach time. It was me, my wife, and my best friend, Dave. The day was just perfect, with late afternoon sun, not too hot, and the tide was way out, leaving all these little pools and wet patches of sand. Dave, who's basically a 10-year-old in a grown man's body, finds this little crab, maybe the size of a big coin. It was one of those pale, sandy-colored ones. We spent a good 10 minutes just following it around. Then we started getting scientific about it. We were digging these little holes and channels in the wet sand and putting the crab in to see how fast it could dig itself out or find its way through our pathetic little mazes. It wasn't super fast, I'll give it that. We could sit and watch it dig for quite a while, its tiny legs going like mad, and still see the top of its shell. It was just a lazy, fun, pointless way to spend an afternoon. Then came the weird part. I found these two shells, you know, like a clam, and they fit together almost perfectly. A little clamshell box. And Dave gets this look in his eye. He goes, let's see if he's a little crab Hulk. So, we gently picked the crab up and placed him inside the bottom shell. He just sort of sat there, probably wondering what the heck was going on. Then we placed the other shell right on top, closing it. It wasn't airtight or anything, but it was a solid little dome. He couldn't get out. We waited a second and gave it a little nudge. Nothing. We figured, okay, let's just see if he can push the lid off. He couldn't do it. We lifted the top shell to peek inside. Yep, he was still there, just sitting in his little shell prison, wiggling an antenna. We closed it again, satisfied. He clearly could not lift that shell. It wasn't even that heavy, but for a crab his size, it was like a boulder. That's when it happened. My wife called over from our spot on the towels, hey, do you want the last of this iced tea before I dump it out? I looked away from the shell, over my shoulder, and said, yeah, sure, I'll take it. It was a tiny interaction. I'm not kidding you, I looked away for literally 3 or 4 seconds. Long enough to turn my head, shout a sentence, and turn back. Dave was still staring at the shell. I said, okay, let's let the little guy go. I reached down, lifted the top shell, and we both just stared. The crab was gone. I don't mean like he'd scurried off. He was gone. The bottom shell was completely empty. My first thought was, okay, this is a joke. I looked at Dave. All right, very funny. What did you do? He just looked back at me, his face completely blank. Dude, I was watching it the whole time. I didn't touch it. We were both just kneeling there, staring at this empty shell. It made no sense. There were no holes in the shell. There was absolutely no way he could have dug through the solid, wet sand underneath and out the side in 4 seconds without leaving a single trace. The sand around the clam was perfectly smooth. We started digging, just in case. First, we just scooped out the area right around the shell. Nothing. Then we dug a wider circle, maybe a foot across and a foot deep, sifting through the sand with our hands like we'd lost a diamond ring. Nothing. Not a single sign of him anywhere. He had been in a closed container, on top of solid ground, and in the space of a single sentence, he had vanished into thin air. We sat back, totally baffled. My wife came over and asked what we were doing. We tried to explain it, and she just laughed, "You guys lost a crab? How do you lose a crab you had trapped?" But it wasn't like we'd lost him. He had disappeared. I can't stop thinking about it. I wonder if some creatures, if they really feel stuck, if they're in a moment of pure panic, can just phase out? Teleport? I know it sounds crazy, but what other explanation is there? It feels like one of those glitches in reality you read about online. This could explain some of these things. We think we've got the rules of the universe all figured out. But maybe animals do have mysterious powers we have absolutely no clue about. That little crab on the beach, man, he's my proof. So we're just on the couch, watching MasterChef, like usual. She'd taken her medication, so I knew she was probably going to go to bed soon. After the episode, she did her usual door checks to make sure everything was locked and stuff. She can't go to bed without making sure everything is shut or locked, i.e., windows, doors, all that. And then I followed her to the bedroom to lie with her for a little bit while she fell asleep. Not 15 seconds into lying there with her, we hear, absolutely clear as day, this clacking sound coming from my kitchen. It was loud. I could hear it with my bedroom door closed. It honestly sounded like something with some real weight was walking around my kitchen. So I lock my bedroom door, she calls her friend, and we just hear this thing walking around my house. After 2 to 3 minutes it just stops. I tentatively go out of the bedroom and look around my entire house. Empty. The door is locked. Every window shut. I have no clue what happened, but that was the strangest thing I have ever experienced in my life. So I go back in the bedroom, trying to act all cool like, must have been nothing. But I know she can see my hands are shaking. She's still on the phone with her friend, whispering, and she just gives me this look. We didn't sleep that night. Not really. We stayed in the bedroom with the door locked, and I wedged a chair under the knob, which felt so stupid and dramatic. But also completely necessary. Every little house creak, every noise from the fridge, was like a jump scare. The next day, in the bright sunlight, it felt easier to dismiss. We told ourselves it must have been the ice maker doing something weird or the pipe settling. You know, you come up with a million logical reasons because the alternative is just not something you want to think about. Things were normal for maybe a week. We kind of forgot about it, or at least pushed it down. Then, last night, it happened again. We were on the couch, watching TV, but this time it was earlier, it was not even dark out yet. And it wasn't the clacking sound. It was a scrape. A long, slow scraping sound from the spare bedroom at the end of the hall. It sounded exactly like someone dragging a heavy wooden chair across the floor. I just froze. I looked at her, and her face was completely white. She just mouthed no. We didn't even say anything. We sat there in dead silence for what felt like an hour, just listening. Then we heard it again, that same scraping sound, but this time it was closer. It was in the hallway. That was it for us. We just got up, grabbed our keys and my purse, and walked right out the front door. We didn't even turn the TV off. We drove to her parents' house, and we're staying here now. I had to go back this morning to get my work laptop, and I made her dad come with me. The house was just still. Silent. The TV was still on, and a chair in the hallway was pulled out from against the wall, sitting right in the middle of the floor. I've never put that chair there in my life. We have no plans to go back. I think we have to move. Happened to me back in college. My girlfriend and I were home alone. I lived with three other dudes, but it was the weekend or Christmas time, and all of them went home. We were up in my room with the door open, since no one was going to be home, and heard the front door open or close, and it sounded like someone walking up the stairs, which are out of view and down the hall. I expect someone to walk by and say, "Hey." Never happens. I check to see who is there since it's kind of weird, and there are no signs of anyone. The front door is locked and there are no signs of activity, snow, shoe prints, etc., so I text each roommate, and they are all in their hometown, 30 minutes away. It still weirds me out since we both heard it and acknowledged it when it happened. It was an old house, but we never had any other incidents there. The stairs had a unique noise, though. The wood floors and stairs creaked when you walked on them, as there was no carpet in the house. It was a familiar sound, which is why we assumed it was someone coming home. So it was also a loud noise that grabbed our attention. We both looked at each other and kind of laughed, like, glad we were just watching a movie with the door open and not fooling around, but then no one appeared. I had something that would walk around my apartment. One night, it was bad enough that I was sure that it wasn't the something, but I must have left my door unlocked and a crackhead had gotten in. I keep a knife in my bedside drawer, so I got it, and knowing that I could be charged with whatever if I just stabbed some guy in my apartment without proof, I started recording the footsteps outside my bedroom door and myself getting out of bed, creeping towards the door. And, not kidding, the split second before I was about to yank the door open to hopefully startle whoever it was enough for them to book it out, my fully closed bedroom door clacks and swings halfway open, scaring the ever-living bejesus out of me. Of course, it opens to a completely quiet and empty apartment. The door was locked, not a peep or a squeak or a footstep to be heard. I still have the video with everything from the 60 seconds or so of footsteps, to the door swinging open, to me checking to make sure the door was locked. A few years back, we had a two-story rental house. The upstairs was more of a loft, just two bedrooms and the attic. Well, we would hear footsteps coming down the stairs. The stairs ran through our room. One night, we snuck through the kitchen to the staircase the moment we heard them, thinking it was my stepson out of bed. We just wanted to give him a hard time. Kids have to pee at all hours of the night. No one was there, the kid was sleeping deep. Snoring and all. We then understood why he never wanted to sleep in his room and always tried to be asleep in our bed before we went to bed. Sometime later he told me about the man in his room. I asked if it ever talks to him, what he looks like, etc. He's just black. All over. He tries to talk to me, but I can't understand what he says. For the sake of this dear, sweet child, we broke our rent-to-own agreement 6 months in. Cut our losses and found somewhere else to live. That house was so full of negative energy, it was insane. Depression on my end was the most severe I've ever experienced, and I had nightmares constantly, to the point I couldn't sleep. I thought it was just pregnancy hormones and anxiety. Once we left that house, I was never that severely depressed again. Some odd happening that happened to me. Like you just go into bed with my missus. Both chilling in bed when all of a sudden an extremely loud blaring radio sound started all around us. The speech was weird, like something you'd hear from the 40s wartime. I couldn't make out properly what the male voice was saying, but it sounded rousing, like a war speech or similar. It really did sound like something from a different time or reality. The sound kind of encapsulated us and was extremely pervasive but not audibly loud. Almost like it was transmitted into our brains. I immediately looked at my missus, and she stared back at me in wonder and fear. It was probably the most bizarre thing I've ever heard in my life. We both heard it and felt a weird feeling when it started. It lasted about 8 seconds and then faded. Never heard anything like it again. We both agree it was anomalous. We are skeptical people and not easily shocked or fazed by anything. It is quite sinister, though. I'd be feeling goosebumps. A few years ago, I was staying with a friend for a couple of weeks. He lives in an old house. He had previously mentioned that it was haunted, but I just kind of brushed it off. Anyway, we are both sitting in his lounge watching TV, and all of a sudden directly above us we hear what sounds like someone rolling a bowling ball down the landing upstairs, coupled with some loud footsteps. He lives alone, and there was only us in the house. I completely freaked out, and he went to have a look while I stood at the bottom of the stairs. As soon as he got to the top of the stairs, the noise stopped. A week later when I was leaving, I was standing in his kitchen, and his back door started banging like someone was kicking it very hard, though I could see through the window in the door that no one was there. It was being done so hard that the bottom of the door was actually moving with each bang. I never stayed there again. Something super odd happened when I was young. My mom and grandparents owned a duplex together where my mom, dad, and I lived upstairs and my grandparents lived downstairs. One day we were all hanging out downstairs and started hearing someone walking around upstairs. It sounded like they were opening drawers, shuffling through them, and slamming them shut over and over. We lived in a not so great part of town and thought someone broke in. So my dad grabbed his gun and started making his way upstairs while yelling that he has a gun, hoping that would scare whoever it was off, but the slamming sounds just got more frantic sounding. Eventually my dad opens the door, and the sounds stop, and nothing is out of place, no drawers are opened, and everything is left as it was before in them. I don't really believe in the paranormal much, but I have filed that away in a brain box labeled as things that I can't explain. I had this weird and creepy experience at my ex's house. I was waiting in the room for him to come home one night. I was on the phone with a friend and told them he was coming in. I had just heard the garage door, hang up and lay down all covered up because my intention was to scare the living daylights out of him because it was like 2 a.m. We were just like that, throwing ice water over the shower curtain on each other and just giving each other heart attacks in general. Well, while I was covered up, I heard the door open. And I heard heavy hoof-like steps exactly how he comes in and puts his gear down and takes off his boots and socks and whatnot. Keeps walking around and stops. Right beside the bed where I was lying. I was petrified. Laid like that until he was actually there. Hoof stomps forever hold a file in my drawer of PTSD. Probably why it makes me nervous to be around horses these days. Another one, a couple years prior, he and I were doing the same thing together, trying to scare his friend we knew was due to be there any time. We heard the garage open up, the mudroom door open, and the house door open. We heard footsteps come in and stop at the stairs, and we both jumped up off the couch at the same time, and nothing was there. Sometime in between, I believe, we heard footsteps rushing down the stairs, straight into the bathroom, and the door slammed shut. My ex was like, "All right. Cool. Stay in there. And don't break my door." The door legitimately cracked back open too. Really, really wild. I've dealt with so much paranormal activity in my life, I could walk into my kitchen with every cabinet door and drawer open and just roll my eyes at this point and be like, I'm going to walk out of this kitchen, and when I come back in, this is all going to be put back. We live in an old house, and you get used to the various odd sounds, but the creaky stairs are very distinctive. Over the years we've heard someone walking up or down the stairs many times. I once started talking to my wife, thinking she'd come home early, but no, no one was there. On one occasion, I could hear someone talking downstairs. Very muffled, I couldn't make out words, just the voice, but again, I was home alone. My wife says she's had similar experiences. The thing that really gets to me is the smell of tobacco smoke I sometimes get in certain parts of the house. I've never smoked, and my wife quit 11 years ago. It's not just the smell, though. I'm mildly allergic to tobacco smoke, and I get the same itchy nose and watery eyes every time I can smell it. All this coupled with the cellar that my two dogs are scared of going into. Even bouncing a tennis ball down the stairs won't encourage them down there. The cellar is damp, so we can't use it for anything and have happily sealed it up. 1 month to the day after my dog died, I had a dream about 6 o'clock in the morning that she was on the floor, but she was always on the bed with me in real life. I have woken up to let her in the dream. I said, "You feel so real, it feels like you're here." A few minutes later, I walked into my boyfriend's bedroom. As we slept in separate rooms, as he is a doctor and could not deal with my snoring and needed his shut eye, his eyes were as wide as saucers. He literally just saw the dog standing at the doorway. And it was at the same time that I was asleep and saw her. I asked, "What did you see?" And he said it was her from about the chest up, and she was in the doorway and looked at him for several seconds and then disappeared. He sat up on the bed. I asked if she had on her collar, and he said no. Now that I look back on it, I realize that maybe she came to visit me, but since I was asleep, she hopped into my dream and then walked over to him and visited him. Hence why my dream felt so real. I truly wonder now, had I been awake, if I would have just seen her in real time. I know after being tortured by ghosts for years, I begged God to never see them in person, though they moved things and did a lot of other damage to me. We had something eerily scary occur lately. So my girlfriend is leaving for work for the day, and I'm getting ready to go to the store on my day off. Before I go, I always make sure to shut my bathroom door. We're renovating, and I worry my cats will get into the subfloor, so it's been super important for almost 3 months now to close that door, habitual even. The door is always closed. But I had gone and flushed shut the door and left the house. When I returned with my groceries, all the chairs of my dining room table were pulled out, too heavy for the cats to move, and the bathroom door was wide open, light on, seat down, and toilet paper in the bowl but nothing else. So I was freaked out and called my mom, as she's the only other person with a key to my house, as I locked it and it was still locked upon my return. She was like, "You have cameras, dumbass," so checking the camera, I see nothing. But all I could hear was an odd clicking noise during the time I was gone. In 15 minutes, it stopped like 2 minutes before I pulled in the driveway. For a few months when I was a younger teen, something would knock on my inside bedroom wall. It sounded like someone rapping with their knuckles, a few seconds apart, in threes or fours. It wouldn't always happen at the same time, it could be evening or late at night. Woke up at 3 or 4 a.m. to it a lot, but it only ever happened when I was alone. No one else ever heard it. It would start and keep going. I would go get someone to try and have them hear it, they'd come into my room, and it would stop. We'd wait for minutes. Nothing. They would leave, almost immediately the knocking would continue. The walls weren't thick enough for anything to be in them, just a few inches, other than, like, a rat. Never saw any evidence of an animal. The closet was on the other side of the wall, not in another room, so I know it wasn't someone pranking me. I guess I just started ignoring it, and it got less frequent. At some point it stopped. Still don't know what it was, as it only happened in my room, and no one else ever claimed to hear it, even though it got very loud at times. This one happened when I was home alone as a teen. Late at night. I hear the garage gate opening and see the light from mom's car through the windows. My room's windows are very angled, but the car lights shine into the back of my room, so it lights up. I get up to be a nice son and greet her at the door because we did not see each other for 2 days, late shift for her, school for me. She usually gets home at 0:50 to 1:15 at night after a night shift. So I go to the front door and open it. No light outside. No car. Garage gate closed. I did not hear it close. Only opening. The light usually takes a minute to turn off. I did not take that long to get up and go to the door. I look at the clock, it's 0:30. About half an hour later, she actually comes home. She was still at work at 0:30, she says. What else would I do when I go checking to see myself that there are no lights, cars, open garage gates, or anything? I had a kind of creepy, glitchy thing happen once. It's actually one of the stories I still tell that gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. So, I was a teen working at Jamba Juice in the 90s, back when it was all primary colors and the biggest decision you had was wheatgrass or the protein boost. I was closing the store with my manager, Brenda, and one other girl, Heather. It was like a Saturday night in winter, so the strip mall was completely dead. All the other stores were dark, and there was this thin, creepy fog rolling through the parking lot. Total horror movie setup, you know? We went through all the closing stuff, mopping the sticky floors, cleaning out the blender canisters so they smelled like a weird mix of strawberries and bleach, and taking out the trash. The whole time, Heather and I were just being goofy, talking about school or whatever. But looking back, it felt off. A couple of times, we heard this little noise, like a rustle or a soft thud, from the back storage room. We'd just look at each other, and Brenda would yell, "It's just the ice machine settling." And we'd be like, "Okay, yeah," and go back to work. Finally, we were done. We'd counted the till, clocked out, and all that was left was for Brenda to set the alarm before we'd all walk out the back door together. That was the rule, you never leave anyone behind. So I and Heather were in the tiny, windowless office, grabbing our backpacks and stuff. Brenda walked out into the main area to the alarm keypad thing by the front door. She'd already turned all the main lights off, so the whole place was super dark, except for the eerie green glow of the keypad and the red light from the open sign we'd flipped around. It was dead quiet. All you could hear was the low hum of the big refrigerators. Brenda put in the code, and the keypad did this angry, error beep. Beep beep beep. You couldn't set it if there was any movement inside because of the motion sensors. So she was like, from across the dark store, "Stay still, y'all, I have to do it again." I and Heather froze. We were literally leaning against the desk in the office, not moving a muscle. She did it again. Beep beep beep. Same thing. Brenda was starting to get annoyed. "Seriously, guys, I want to go home." "Be still." Heather whisper shouted back, "We are being still. I'm not even breathing." My ex lived in a haunted house for years with her ex-husband. Cabinet doors would open and close, and lights would flip on or off. Her hubby would sleep through anything and always told her she was imagining it, but it happened when she was awake and home alone as well. She named the ghost George, and when he was acting up, she would yell, "Cut it out, George," and he would stop. One night she woke up to hear the living room TV on. She crept down the hall, and she could see him sitting on the couch. She says she was scared at first, but she looked at him and said, "George, if you're going to watch TV while I'm sleeping, please turn it down," and immediately the TV turned off and he vanished. Over the next few years, she occasionally caught him watching TV, with the volume down. Her husband never once believed her. He never saw or heard a thing and insisted that she was sleepwalking or something else. He doesn't believe in ghosts. The story isn't over. Cue her divorce. Hubby gets the house, she moved to another state. They're still friendly enough. Eventually she and I are dating. I know all about George. Side note, we briefly lived together in another haunted house with a much less friendly and understanding ghost, but this isn't about that. One night we're hanging out, and her ex calls. "That's weird, it's hella late where he lives." She answers. He's losing his self-control and screaming so loud I can hear him clearly. "What the hell?" "I saw him, he was sitting on the couch watching TV. Screw this, I'm selling the house," and on and on. She says, "Babe, his name is George, he won't hurt you. Just tell him you're trying to sleep and he'll go away." He still sold the house, though. This is the freakiest thing that has ever happened to me. About 16 or 17 years ago, we bought a desk that had a big drawer. This was my wife's pride and joy, and when it was about 1 year old, our place got broken into, and the robber jumped through the window onto the table. This is important, as the table and also the front of the drawer got scratched. We moved house and city, and the drawer stayed in storage for about 3 or 4 years. When we got it out of storage, the drawer was missing. This was about 12 years ago. I have been hearing literally for the last 12 years about how I must have lost the drawer, and it is my fault, and how much of a shame it is that the drawer is missing, etc. Last weekend we came and went back to the city we used to live in for a few days holiday. We were walking down a street a few blocks from where we used to live, and the topic of whatever happened to the desk drawer came up. I was like, "Not again, just drop it finally." Then literally a minute later, leaning against the wall of an apartment block. This is Germany, and people, if they want to get rid of old furniture, tend to leave it on the street leaning against the wall for people to take. There was a black desk drawer. We both looked at each other and were like, "What the hell?" When we got closer, we were like, "Oh my god, it even has the scratch marks on it, this cannot be." We were dumbfounded. We took it with us, and to our absolute amazement, it fit right into our desk. Our freaking desk drawer turned up on the street a few blocks from where we used to live approximately 12 years later. The chance that someone had it that long and then decided to throw it out the exact evening that we walked past 12 years later is just mind-blowing. We have no idea how, where, when, and why it went missing. But after all these years we were reunited at last. Can you, listener, calculate the odds of this happening? I had an odd experience where the chances of happenstance seem very unlikely. My father had a very unique bar and games room in the basement of the house where I grew up. The bar was decorated with very unique items he had collected while living overseas in London, England, in the 1960s. Anyhow, my parents were great hosts, and parties were frequent. My dad always served drinks on a special serving tray. It was adorned with the labels of various brands of spirits and looked old even when I was a kid. Anyhow, He sold the family home in the late 1980s, and all of the contents of his bar went to a dealer in town. Fast forward 30 years, and I am walking down the shopping district just a couple of blocks from home, and what do I see displayed prominently in the window of a junk shop? My dad's serving tray. I went to the shop the very next day and bought it. I think it was either a glitch or a way of the universe speaking to me and reminding me of my late father. Some family friends in southern England, a couple in their 40s, were going through a divorce about 20 years ago. They were both seeing other people, and both didn't want the other to find out. The guy told my dad he was booking a weekend away in the middle of nowhere in Scotland so that there's no chance his soon-to-be ex-wife would find out. He takes his new partner to dinner on the first night, and his wife is sitting at the table next to him with her new man. A couple more interesting ones. My dad's family went on holiday to Spain in the early 90s. They were again in the middle of nowhere and followed a sign for an English pub. When they entered, a group of people from the pub at the end of his street, which they almost never left, were in there. One of my best friends from high school in the United Kingdom moved a few streets down from me on the other side of the world in Australia. Neither of us knew we had moved until I saw he posted a picture of my very street on FB, which I messaged him to walk down as I was standing waving on my balcony. Way back in the day, there was a local guy who'd ride his bike everywhere and in all types of weather. Year round and usually holding a basketball in one hand, navigating the bike with the other. It was one thing to see him around our neighborhood. He was always out, so I thought nothing of it. I moved into the city a few years later and for some reason couldn't get him out of my thoughts. I wasn't really friends with him, just more of an acquaintance type relationship. The day I first saw him in the city was near Times Square. On his bike with the basketball. We nodded hello, and he took off. Strange to have just thought of him, and there he was. Occasionally I'd think about how odd that felt. And of course, the same day I'd have that odd sense I would see him again in another part of town. This went on with such regularity that I started to force myself not to allow those memories because, truthfully, I started to get a little freaked out. Once I forced myself to stop thinking about him, I actually stopped seeing him. Haven't seen him in 20 years now. But for a person with face blindness, I can still distinctly recall his face, especially his eyes and mouth, as well as his darker skin complexion. It always weirded me out that I stopped seeing him once I stifled those memories. Weirder than running into him after thinking about him. It would absolutely blow my mind if I ever saw him again. But I sat with my feelings and asked myself what I preferred. Initially, I thought it would be unbelievably cool to see if he'd pop up somewhere after writing about the above memories. Then I also realized that the guy has to be in his mid to late 60s. So I wondered whether he's still riding his bike, much less holding a basketball. So the chances are pretty slim that he's still out there like that. Weirder things have happened, so never say never. This happens to me more often than not. Same person, different store or restaurant that I saw earlier that day or on a different day. So many times in my life I've gotten used to it, but it creeps me out. Several months ago I was at a Norm's restaurant in North Hollywood, which I rarely frequent, and I was alone, but the booth next to me had a family. Mom, dad, kids, and grandpa. The grandfather sat with his family and stared at me while I was eating. He didn't even blink the entire time. I wanted to walk over there and ask him to stop staring, but they were all speaking Spanish, so I wasn't about to try to communicate with them if they didn't understand what I was saying. Fast forward 3 months, and I'm walking at the mall in Burbank Town Center, and I'm sitting outside a department store, and I get this eerie feeling, and I look behind me, and it's the same old man grandpa, and he's waving a pair of sunglasses at me. And he looks at me as if to say, "Hey, these are your sunglasses, I have them," and I get up, and he continues to stare at me and wave the sunglasses. Yeah, I didn't leave my sunglasses anywhere, not at Norm's, not anywhere. I decide to walk out of the mall and then walk back in, and the same old grandpa walks the opposite direction, continuously staring at me and waving the sunglasses. Creepy. I've gone back to the mall every day since and haven't seen him yet. I have more examples, like the time my parents purchased a home in 1991 and a different home in 1995, and both homes had the same owners as the next door neighbor. One was a home, and the other an apartment complex. But that is still unsettling. And I have more instances, but I can't fit them all here. It's bizarre and uncomfortable and unsettling, and I'm tired of these experiences. About the old guy, no sign of a stroke. All faculties were normal. Walked perfectly fine. Head movements were normal. If it was a stroke, it would be evident, and I wouldn't be bothered. At the time this story takes place, I was living in Las Vegas, Nevada, and one of my sisters was living in Maui. I traveled to Melbourne, Australia, for business and ran into my sister on the boardwalk near the convention center. Neither of us knew that the other was in Australia that week. I was working the convention, and she didn't even know about it. She just happened to be in the area. Another one. A good friend threw a party at his house when we were teenagers in Provo, Utah. Maybe 18 or 19. At one point during this party, I had a long conversation with a guy that I'd never met before. I moved to Seattle a couple of years later. I'm at a club or restaurant in Seattle. It's very dimly lit. A guy walks past my table and stops and calls me by name. I don't know this guy. He proceeds to recount the conversation we had at that party. Crazy coincidence. But what threw me was that my appearance had changed dramatically in those intervening years. Like, I wouldn't have recognized myself. And this was way before social media. No idea how he knew it was me. 2 years later, walking into a dance club back in Salt Lake City. My friends and I have a VIP pass, and we're skipping the long line. As we're walking past, somebody calls out my name from the line. Same guy. Something weird and odd happened to my brother and me a couple months ago. We were asked to go grocery shopping by my mom, nothing unusual, but that day we decided to take a look at what Aldi's had for the first time and use their prices to compare to our normal grocery store prices in the future. As we are shopping at Aldi's, I noticed these two kids, whom I believe to be a boy and a girl, who I felt looked so familiar, but I couldn't put my finger on who it was. Whatever. We spent a long time in Aldi's and ended up deciding to stop at our normal grocery store to pick up what we couldn't find there. So we check out at Aldi's and drive like 8 minutes away to Hannaford and spend at least an hour there getting the rest of our groceries, nothing unusual to see there. However, when my brother and I had walked out of Hannaford and got the cart to our car, I looked up to see the same two kids seemingly ready to leave the store, at their car, too. I don't know what kind of coincidence or what it was, but I remember just feeling so surprised because my brother and I never usually won. Go to Aldi's in two. Go to two grocery stores in one day. For the two people to do the same exact thing at the same time. I just don't get it. Had something a little bit creepy and weird happen years ago with a guy pulling a scam. He approached me when I was filling up at a gas station with a gas can and said he was out of gas and wanted $5 to get enough gas to get home. About a week later, at a totally different gas station in a far removed area of town, the exact same guy came up to me and asked the same thing, and I realized I'd been scammed. That alone would have been a little weird. But the week after that, at a third location, I saw the same guy hitting someone else up. I tended to get gas either close to where I worked, where I lived, or where I hung out, all three different areas, all at least 10 miles from each other, and none even connected by a bus line or in a loop where you could easily go from gas station to gas station pulling the scam. Three times in a row, and I never saw him before or after those three times. It was until years later while playing open world games that I realized it was almost like an NPC, or non-playable character, in a game spawning in to trigger a specific quest. My son is 16. Maybe a handful of times has he walked up to the local shop for himself, let alone us. Kick him awake and ask for milk and bread, as the family is sick. Throws on his clothes and out the door. Comes back 30 minutes later and sits down shocked and says, "As I'm walking to the shop, another boy of a similar age, whom I've never seen before, is walking on the other side of the road, and they glance at each other walking in the same direction. Each of them is dressed identically, even with the same haircut. The shirt is from a unique street brand that releases X amount occasionally, and they have the same one. The only difference is my son has his footy club shorts on. It's an hour away, we play out of the area for representative reasons, and this other kid has the same color footy shorts without the club logo. A woman walking in the opposite direction comes to a standstill at a crossing and stares at my son, then across to the other boy, then back to my son and is shocked. The typical teen son doesn't like the attention and jogs onto the store. I had a similar encounter with my wife when we were dating in our late teens. We had traveled to another state for the lifestyle and were on a train for a job interview when we could see through the train doors into the next carriage a male who was identical to me, not the clothing but like a twin. He was seated facing us, and his jaw was on the floor. At first I thought it was my reflection until I noticed his shirt and bag were different. I even leaned to my left and touched my face, but he did the identical movement. My dad left our family when I was 10, so my wife commented, "Didn't your dad move to Queensland, where we currently are?" I was shocked and trying to work out if I had some brother or twin, and as the train slowed into the station, this kid got up and bolted to the doors and ran off up the platform. It really felt like some glitch in the system, and we weren't meant to see each other. Freaked us out. Side note, no twin or brother. My family is a mess, and my mother had me after leaving her own children, all girls, and yeah, I was the spawn that came after. My glitch happened at a convenience store. I pass by one on my way to the bus stop to work, so sometimes, I go in to buy stuff before waiting for my bus. One time, I planned to withdraw cash from the ATM inside the convenience store. While walking towards the store, I distinctly remember rummaging through my wallet looking for my card and not finding it inside my wallet. So I thought to myself, never mind, I still have some cash in my wallet anyway, let me just pop in to get coffee. Went in, passed by the ATM on my way to their coffee machine, so I specifically remembered that I didn't approach it, much less use it, but then an employee of the store approached me and handed me a plastic debit card with my name on it, saying, "You left your card." I have never used the ATM in the convenience store, so I never could have left it any time before that specific time. To this day, I cannot find a logical explanation for that. I and my wife had something interesting happen one time. It's one of those little things you just don't forget. We had gone to this ice cream place we like, you know, as a little treat for the end of the week. This place has a huge wall of flavors. I mean, there must have been 30, maybe 35 different kinds. So I'm looking at all of them, and I decide to get two scoops. I went with cotton candy, because I'm a kid at heart, and this other one they had was called wet paint. Which was just a weird name for a really good vanilla with a swirl of something else in it. My wife, she looks for a while, and she gets two scoops, too. She got walnut, which is her favorite, and some other flavor, I honestly can't remember what it was, something with coffee in it, maybe. Anyways, we pay, get our cones, and are about to walk away when this other couple comes up to the counter, right next to us. They looked about our age, just a regular man and woman. We didn't think anything of it and just kind of stood off to the side for a second. Then we hear the man order. He asks for two scoops, walnut and that same coffee-ish one my wife got. And I just kind of thought, ha, that's a coincidence. You know, with all the choices, he got the same as her. But then, the woman orders. And she says, "Yeah, I'll get two scoops, please. Can I have cotton candy and wet paint?" My wife and I just slowly turned and looked at each other. We didn't even have to say anything. We just stared. We looked over at the other couple, and they were just getting their ice cream, completely oblivious. The woman had gotten the exact same thing I got, and the man had gotten the exact same thing my wife had gotten. The orders were a perfect swap. We just walked outside and sat down at one of the little metal tables, kind of in a daze. We saw them come out a minute later and sit down a few tables away. We even made eye contact for a second, and I swear the other guy kind of had a little smirk, like he knew, but maybe I imagined it. We never said a word to them. I mean, what are the odds of that happening? You've got over 30 flavors. Think of all the different combinations you could make with two scoops. Then think about the odds of two couples standing next to each other. Ordering the exact same four flavors at the exact same time, just assigned to the opposite person. It was one of the strangest, most unexplainable little moments I've ever had. We just happened to be there at the same time. Really makes you wonder.